Google it. Just Google it.
World Wide Web, search it. I've just been searching for stuff on Google because I've got some... I've got a pond, a dam, a piece of water on my property that I need some help with. So I did some Googling and I asked Google some questions. But it made me think very carefully today, because how do I know that what I Googled is true? So if I, and I'll give you a different example. If I Google an address for a business, it's usually the right address. If I Google a business, where is it, what do they do, I usually get the right information. But a lot of people now are not using Google for that, are they? They're actually asking questions about how do I get healthy, how do I get wealthy, how do I have a career or business that I love, how do I have great relationships. Sound familiar? So if you Google that information, how do you know that the information that you're getting back from Dr. Google, Mr. Google, Mrs. Google, expert Google, is the truth? And technically, when Larry and Sergey invented Google, and I love the whole concept, and if you haven't read the book, please do. The two guys are absolute geniuses, of course. How can we get all the information from the World Wide Web onto a search engine, or a search engine that can find all the stuff on the World Wide Web? So it was never meant to be a source of information. It was just meant to be how to get information from the right sources. And that's a little bit different, isn't it? So we seem to use Google now as the be-all and end-all of all the information that we ever need. So, and I have exercise professionals who share this with me on a fairly regular basis. Rowie, my clients Google everything. They Google what to eat. They Google how to exercise. They Google how many reps and sets to do. They Google the best nutritional supplements. They Google how to get ripped abdominals. They Google how to get bigger legs. They Google how to get fitter and stronger. They Google everything. And don't we do that? Isn't it funny? Because Google is a company. It's to Larry and Sergey, when they developed the company, it was simply to get information out to the world easily and fast. But now it's actually a verb in the Oxford Dictionary. We Google stuff. It's just a normal part of our life. And Google does everything for us, obviously. But just to consider, because I don't want to be a sheeple. I don't want to be a follower. I don't want to get caught up in what everybody else is doing. I want to think for myself. So, for example, I could Google all the things I need to do with my dam, my pond, my piece of water on my property. But I'm also going to talk to other people that have built dams. I'm going to talk to dam builders. I'm going to talk to farmers, and I'm going to talk to rural people who have experienced all the things that I have experienced. Now, I could find them on Google. I get that. But I want to research for myself, not just go to a company, one company. And that's the interesting thing about Google. It is a monopoly. What other search engines do you use? Now, the second biggest search engine in the world is YouTube, and it's owned by Google. So there's the two biggest search engines in the world are run by the same company, the same business. Now, I love the concept of the business. The business is designed to make money. And I just give you that as a side note. If the business is designed to make money and Google makes money from ads, is it possible they're going to send you to the people that spend the most money on ads? Now, that's just something to consider. And who's first on Google? It's all the marketing experts in the world always share that. Do you want to be on the first page of Google? To do that, there's lots of different ways to do that, and one of them is to pay a lot of money. If you pay a lot of money, you can come up first on the search engine. If you're in business and somebody pays you a lot of money versus somebody pays you no money, you're more likely to look after your customer that pays you a lot of money, as you should, because that's good business practice. But because I know that, and because we have an International Fitness Business College, I'm also very aware that I don't want my only source of information to be one company. What about you? So here's a great something to consider, and I ask my exercise professionals to ask their clients this. If you're going to Google something about eating and exercise, if you're going to Google something about nutritional supplements, if you're going to Google something about disease, Google is the number one place now that people go if they feel sick or they've got something wrong physically with them. They go to Google, I have got a sore throat, I have got a headache, I have got a... and they wait for Google to give them the answer. So here's a great thing to consider. What if you learn your anatomy and physiology? You learn how the human body works, and there's quite a few systems in the body, but how about these ones? Your cardiovascular and respiratory system, heart and lungs, that's about getting fit. Your skeletal system and your muscular system to learn about getting strong. Your immune system, which is all about sickness and disease and how to fight them off. Your digestive system, which is all about food. I love the central nervous system and the endocrine system the best, because they're the ones that work together to make sure that your body stays alive and it thrives and it wants to keep getting up every day and having a great day. So what if you did, rather than please Mr. Google tell me, how about study anatomy, study physiology, how does the human body work, so that you can ask better questions. And if you're going to use Google as a research source, then you can analyse for yourself. So if there's a new exercise or a new eating plan or a new supplementation program or a new gym or a new something that you've never seen it before, you can analyse it with your own smart brain that says, is that how the human body works? Is that what the endocrine system does? Does your body burn fat that way? Do muscles really grow that way? How does this piece of information fit in with anatomy, which is a set science, hasn't changed, and physiology? There's still very few things that are argued about in physiology. And if you study for yourself, you'll be able to ask better questions, and you'll actually be able to research and analyse for yourself rather than rely on somebody else. Because is it possible that the somebody else was paid to say that? They have a special interest to say that. Maybe their university is going to get special funding if they say that. There's a great question to ask. Follow the money. The person that's giving you with the information, what money are they getting from it? And that's what I really love about knowing your anatomy and physiology. We teach that at the Max International Colleges, but you can buy a book and you can learn your anatomy and physiology, and then you'll be able to ask smarter, better, wiser questions of any medical professional, of any exercise physiologist, of any personal trainer, of any gym owner, of any expert that gives you information about food and exercise. You'll be able to ask better questions. And it has been suggested that your intelligence is not determined by how you answer questions, but by the questions that you ask. Because smart people ask really smart questions. So one of the really cool things about my dam is, yes, I've been given lots of information about my dam and how the water's going to get there and how it's going to work and how we're going to fill it up. But it's been really interesting to watch my personal experience. So not only can we research, other people can give us information, but our own personal research and our own personal experience could be something different than what other people say, which is something that I always share about eating and exercise. Someone can tell you what to eat, but what if you don't like that food? What if it doesn't suit your lifestyle? Somebody could tell you how to exercise, but what if you don't like to run, or you don't like to go to the gym, or you don't want to do it, you've tried that exercise and it hurt you? They're the things that advice can't change for you, because it's got to fit in with you and your lifestyle and your cultural experience and your religious beliefs and your core values and the things that are important to you. So rather than rely on a search engine, rather than rely on an expert, rather than rely on somebody else, let's get our own headspace sorted. Let's learn how our own human body works. Let's learn for ourselves so that we can't get led down some garden path of what I call cow poo and what the rest of the world will call bullshit. Let's not use bullshit to run our lives. Let's make sure that we get the right information so we can live our life to the max. Look at my bundle. It's getting water in it. Woohoo! Super duper doo. How are you? I'm sure you are amazing. Woo!